brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joseph Mercola is going to be joining us to break down, coming up in the start of the next segment after we cover some other news, Coke to defend safety of aspartame in new ad. It'd be like a headline, cigarette makers to defend safety of cigarettes in new ad. I mean, it's exactly parallel with that, except for my own research and all the medical doctors and people I've had on. I think aspartame probably statistically may even be worse than cigarettes. And, of course, it is a byproduct of a genetically engineered E. coli bacteria that puts out this very sweet molecule that when it, or group chain of molecules, and when it breaks down at 87 degrees, turns into one part wood alcohol, the other part basically formaldehyde. So Dr. Joseph Mercola, one of the leading, probably the leading health experts out there, will be joining us coming up in the next segment. And then we are also going to continue with Ben Swan launching his own media platform. You know, he was interested in coming to work here, but we never got deep into that because I thought, you know, he'd probably need to do his own thing. And then down the road, we can just self-promote, you know, each other because I'm into synergy and he's just such a great reporter. I want to get his take on all the big scandals and things that are going on. His Kickstarter campaign failed. When I saw it, that it was $1,250,000. I thought it would probably fail. Not that you don't need that much to start something. You need more than that to really, out of the gates, boom, do a nightly internet TV show for everybody that's high quality and produced with it. I mean, that's the problem. I mean, it took me a decade spending almost everything I had. I mean, just, you know, absolutely. Like, I didn't go out and buy a new car. You know, I had cars that, like, it was constantly breaking. I finally got a newer car just because I was sick of things breaking all the time. It became more of a hassle. But the point is, I just put, I don't know, 95% of the money I had coming in for a decade into, back into the operation, all the discretionary income. And we built this operation, and I didn't mean to segue off into that. It's just that I hope people realize that as crazy as the stuff we talk about here sounds, you notice almost all of us now come out in the open. And now I can even talk about things that I don't talk about as much because it just sounds so over the top that for 30 years they've been implanting trackable microchips, really longer than 30 years, in spies, CIA, special forces people. And now they're doing all sorts of medical experiments on these guys, and they get them to sign off on. And MIT admits those programs are going on with DARPA. University of Texas runs some of them as well. And I really got to be careful, actually, because they do persecute so many whistleblowers nowadays. I don't think they want to come after me because they don't want to give me that much attention. I'm not their target. I mean, you know, that would give me too much attention if they came and said I was releasing classified info. So much of this I learned from classified sources. A lot of it's open source as well. I could then confirm it. Pieces of it open source, public sector, above the underground technological system. And I mean that figuratively. But still, I don't think people are ready to hear it all. I think the media would have a field day with it. But let's just say this. History, our civilization, everything you see, my friends, a lot of it's not as you've been told. A lot of it is not as it seems. And I'll just leave it at that. We're going to come back and get into the establishment striking back. A record plunge in the sales of things containing aspartame. So their answer to that is to spike the entire food chain with it so that you cannot escape the neurological excitotoxin chemical weapon.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Dr. Joseph Mercola will be joining us here in about 5 minutes to break down the big national headlines out of the Associated Press. Coke to defend safety of aspartame in new ad. And this is like saying Coke to defend the safety of cigarettes, or Coke to defend the safety of, there's hands down no debate what aspartame does. So we're going to be breaking all of that down with him. And there's another study out here that naturalnews.com has. We have it up on InfoWars.com that Mike Adams breaks down, where mortality rate doubles for females eating refined white sugar. Lab my study rocks soda industry. So it's not just the aspartame. But from my research, and well, not my research, the research I've done on the mainline research is that aspartame is even worse than refined sugar. I just know if I let my kids eat refined sugar, they look like they don't look as healthy for like 2 days. There's like birthday parties every week, and I'm like, no, they can't go to a birthday party. And I was like, come on. I know we feed them organic all the time, but they want to go see their friends. And then for like a day, they're like wiped out after it from eating the big piece of cake. I mean, if I eat a piece of cake, I feel like I had like 10 shots of Jack Daniels the next morning. I have a hangover from it. Literally, I won't drink anything, and then I'll eat a piece of cake. I'm like, oh, I have a headache the next day. I mean, no wonder this is going on. And then you still just do it. You're like, oh, here, you know, let my son have some ice cream last night after we went out water skiing. And I was just, why did I do that? Well, it's a double whammy. It's actually child abuse, man. I'm telling you. But it's not just that. It's the highly processed stuff. So, no, yelling at your kid to make them behave, that's child abuse. Poisoning them, that's okay, the government says. Put them on Ritalin, Prozac, that's a good thing. Okay, enough of that. That's coming up with Mercola in a minute. I mean, this whole rodeo clown thing, I'm going to get to more after he leaves us. Missouri has something called Truth Squads. We probably need to get a whole article out on this, because even though this is 5.5-year-old news, this is what was involved here, that Tattletales went and called the press, and then now the Secret Service is involved, because a man dressed like a clown, a rodeo clown, was taunting the bull, and then the announcer was saying, will that bull get him? Folks, anybody who's been to a rodeo knows that's what you do. They say, oh, the bull's trying to get him, and they jump in the barrel, and then the bull runs into it, and you jump out of the barrel, and the rodeo clowns are there to protect the bull riders when they fall off so they don't get stomped and killed, and then it's become its own exhibition of daredevil itself, kind of like running with the bulls or something in Spain. And undoubtedly, people don't like Obama trying to take their guns and deindustrializing the country and trying to federalize the farmers. Of course, rural areas don't like Obama, but it's more because of his policies. I guarantee you, we had a black president that was constitutional, he would be worshipped at a mainly white rodeo. I guarantee it. But the whole point is that they want to invoke racial division in divide and conquer, just like Oprah Winfrey went in and said, I want to see the $35,000 purse in the locked case that was a display. And the woman said, no, you've got to wait. She was a part-time Italian employee, didn't even really speak English, said, you got to wait till the manager gets here. And I mean, I'll assure you, folks, at most of those type of places, they don't just let anybody, I don't care if you're black or white, come in and look at the $35,000 purse. Plus, it just shows the insane decadence of Oprah Winfrey wanting a $35,000 purse. And what do you want to bet she's got hundreds of purses in her closets? And this is a woman who lobbies for Obamacare, lobbies for higher taxes on the middle class, and then she's a globalist that meets with Bill Gates to talk about population reduction, mainly in the black community. She's been put in her media position to create racial division, and Oprah Winfrey is disgusting. Absolutely. Hey, Oprah, why don't you do a story on 51% of blacks being aborted when the other groups aren't even in the double digits? And how it targets blacks to get rid of them by the liberal so-called establishment, the eugenicists. Why don't you talk about Obama doubling money for basically forced abortions in Africa? Oh, no. Killing black babies is not an issue with you. Or UN forced vaccine programs in Africa where they've caught them adding hormones to the tetanus shot that then sterilizes the women. I guess to your view, there are too many people. No. Someone not showing you a $35,000 handbag that didn't know who you were and didn't speak English in a foreign country, that is the big issue for all of us to feel pity for you and your $5 billion or $6 billion. Well, how much is she worth last time I checked? I mean, I am just sick and tired of it. But they need us to worry about our sexual preference or I'm being abused, how you looked at me, or don't say brown bag in Seattle or you'll be fired in any government job, because brown bag is racist. It has nothing to do with that. It means the paper brown bags everybody used to go to school when they were kids or work. Hey, I'm getting lunch today. You want me to get you lunch? No, I'm brown bagging it. Oh, whoa, CJ. Whoa, Chris, all of you before have brown bagged it. We got black folks, Hispanics, white folks, worker, you've all brown bagged it. You're all racist, you're all fired. I'm telling you, I'm racist too. My mom, I didn't know my mom was a racist. My mom was what you'd call a mainline, you know, real liberal, kind of in the Thomas Jefferson vein when I was growing up, that it's the character of people's deeds and what they stand for, and racism is bad, and let's watch Kill a Mockingbird on TV. And I didn't know that she used to send me with the cheap brown bags to school with a sandwich and chips and carrot sticks. My mother hated black people. I mean, I just. And by the way, we got to get rid of the clown's red hair. That's against redheaded folks. And the red nose. That's against alcoholics. No, really. They dress up like clowns because the bulls see the red and chase after them, because all the bulls can see is black and white with some spectrum of red. Okay, and so it gets them all excited. But the bull is racist as well. It was going to try to run over the Obama clown. And so don't worry. He's been fired. He's been banned. He can't get a job now on the rodeo in that state. And they're talking about nationwide bans and his arrest. Because we're land of the free, home of the brave. So we're going to be getting into the truth squads. We have the video up on InfoWars.com. Somebody ought to write an article about the truth squads. We just have the video up there. But we're going to play that in the next hour after we're going to cover a lot of news with Ben Swan when he joins us, the award-winning Edward R. Murrow winning reporter. He won two of those. Just a great guy to have him be an awake constitutionalist. He's going to be joining us to cover the entire waterfront cornucopia of issues in the next hour. We got a lot of geopolitical issues we're going to be getting into. The army shooting more of the Muslim Al-Qaeda Brotherhood people. It's just a terrible situation that our government's backing the Al-Qaeda forces. I don't support the military shooting them either, but this is all the globalist meddling, divide and conquer, full spectrum dominance stuff that caused this. But that said, I want to shift gears now for the balance of the hour with Dr. Joseph Mercola. The leading alternative health advocate and researcher in the country, and he really doesn't need any introduction, Mercola.com. We're going to go to him in just a moment, but I wanted to first tell you why we got him on today. It's so funny, the synergy. I said, I want to get Mercola on, and Chris goes, it's funny. They sent us an email saying he's available. He's usually not available. I guess this got him so upset that he can come on the show. He's a very busy guy. But Coke to defend safety of aspartame in new ad. This is Associated Press. And then we have another study out, mortality of rate doubles for females eating refined white sugar. That story's up on InfoWars.com from Mike Adams at Natural News. So all of this is coming out. So you're in trouble if you do, you're in trouble if you don't. But what's amazing is they had big studies come out this year, scientific mainline studies, that aspartame's connected to increasing obesity and hunger. Everything Dr. Blaylock, a brain surgeon, talked about here, the excitotoxin, just like MSG. And Dr. Mercola, of course, goes over that. He's a New York Times best-selling author. Dr. Mercola also voted 2009 Ultimate Wellness Game Changer by the Huffington Post. Has been featured in Time Magazine, LA Times, ABC News. I'm not going to go over it all. And we're honored to have him on with us. I tell you, this is really getting outrageous. And what does this signify? Because for me, it means we're starting to have a victory. Because they say our sales are plummeting, so we've got to come out and say it's good for you. What's really happening here?
Well, thank you for having me, Alex.
Thank you, sir. You bet.
I think the big issue is that I would agree with you, that I think we are winning. Their sales of all sodas are down 3%, and diet sodas are down 6%, which is what the impetus for the campaign is, which launches in Atlanta Constitution tomorrow and in Chicago, my hometown, next week. So I think it's a phenomenal sign of victory we are making to dent, because when I have someone who's new to health and doesn't understand how to apply these natural principles, the very first recommendation I make is to stop drinking soda, because Americans drink 56 gallons of soda. And you know, people intuitively know that sugar is not good for them, and then when they see diet, they think that's healthier. But the sad challenge here, Alex, is that they should be really sued for fraud. The FTC should sue these companies for fraud, because it is not in any way, shape, or form diet. They have no studies supporting that claim. Yet when we make a claim that is substantiated by literature, you know, the FDA writes us letters. But they have no support for this. In fact, the studies that looked at weight loss with the use of these diet products show that, in fact, that there is no weight loss. If anything, there's weight gain.
Now, you know, you yourself as an MD, as an osteopath who began to awaken to this decades ago, how frustrating is it for you who reads the peer-reviewed mainline studies about Coke, you know, aspartame making you get fatter? It's now in tens of thousands of products. People just know it's in these diet soft drinks, so they're staying away from it. How frustrating is it to see them come out with a bald-faced lie saying that aspartame isn't bad for you? Because I'm showing Associated Press, you know, I'm showing articles here, CBS News, where they're admitting that, okay, you know, this stuff in studies does make you get fatter. So I guess this is the empire striking back.
Yes, as I said initially, I think it's a really great sign that we can see that that they're having to resort to these types of measures to exaggerate and give these myths truths to boost their sales. I think it shows that we're winning, that our campaigns, I've been speaking about this for 17 years on the website and warning people about this, and it's finally starting to click in. You know, as you mentioned earlier, we have one of the largest natural health websites in the world, so we have a unique position to evaluate the search trends coming into our site. And Alex, you may not be aware of this, but the number one search term that people come to Mercola.com for is the very word aspartame. We have two of the top five articles on the internet for that. And people, and the reason they're doing that is because they know that there's something wrong with this. This is their first step, their toe into the water for natural medicine. So I think it's a phenomenal sign that they have to resort to these types of measures. I'm very excited to see it.
Looking at this, I mean, this is really the triumph in the last 60, 70 years of all these drugs, really, all these additives they put in things to make people eat more, to make them become addicted. And then obviously the medical establishment doesn't care because it just brings them more patients and more treatments. I mean, this is just a classic problem, reaction, solution paradigm. But it's got to, you know, really upset those that had the triumph of propaganda that they could sell the PR that this stuff was safe. And that now all those lies in the case of aspartame approved in, 1981, that it's beginning to all cave in.
Yes, as I said, I think it's exciting. And some of the reasons that, for those of your listeners who may not be aware of some of the dangers of aspartame, you know, it's promoted as being safe. Because and one intuitively it makes sense because supposedly all they do is combine two amino acids, they link them together, and one is aspartic acid, the other is phenylalanine. Unfortunately, when it's broken down into your by your body, there's a methyl group on the phenylalanine that's not there normally, and that methyl group gets converted to methanol. Actually, 10% of it is converted to methanol, and many of you, your listeners, know that methanol is wood alcohol. And wood alcohol, of course, is highly toxic. And because it's transferred in your body and it goes to these nerves that bypasses through the blood-brain barrier and it's converted to formaldehyde, sort of a Trojan horse. And that formaldehyde is really toxic to your body. It has been linked to increased risk of cancers, seizures, migraines, autoimmune disorders, headaches. It's just it's a pernicious substance that in no way, shape, or form should ever be consumed by anyway. There's no excuse for it. There's no benefit to it. It's all a downside.
Dr. Mercola, I want to expand on what the real studies that you have upon your site break down and try to give us just a ballpark how many there are, because it seems like I've seen over the years just dozens a year. It's got to be in the hundreds, you know, not just on this, but on the hydrofluorosilicic acid, the new Harvard study last year that looked at 24 other studies. I mean, you look at this mountain of evidence. These chemists know full well what they're doing. And then the studies about degeneration of the eyes and just the connection to diabetes. And I mean, this is really incredible. I think as all this comes out and as the empire strikes back, we should be talking about not them removing it out of the tens of thousands of foods they've now put it in, but how about arresting some of these people? How about investigations? Because, I mean, this is like a Holocaust that's going on.
Yeah, well, it seems like tens of thousands of foods, certainly, but I think it's only about a little over 6,000, maybe 7,000 or 8,000, and they increase it all the time. But it's pervasive. You're right; it's in everything. And if you go to the grocery store, I was kind of shocked one day, because I was traveling, I wanted to get some water, and I said, "Oh, here's a flavored water. I thought my friend might like this." And if you read the label in very tiny font, probably 2-point font, that's virtually unreadable because it's in white print on a clear, transparent bottle, it says aspartame. So, you know, it's diet water, essentially, which is insane. But that's what they're putting in just about everything. And they've been getting away with it. But you know, as I said earlier, I'm excited to see this increasing trend. But you're right. We had mentioned that we have many articles on our site. Every day we have a newsletter that has two articles. Every day we review hundreds of different articles that are published, and we pick the best of the best, and we do an expanded commentary on that, and we try to present it in simple language that people understand and communicate. Because these medical studies are really complicated, and they use very sophisticated technical jargon that makes it essentially incomprehensible. So try to provide that, and we've got We do 2 articles a day, so that's 700 articles a year. We've been, and our site's been up for 17 years, so we've got thousands of studies that we document, and we actually link back to the regular literature. So if someone questions what our conclusions are, they can go back to the original study, read it themselves, and make their own.
Sure. I mean, years ago, I'd seen the number of 5,000-6,000 foods, and recently I saw it's estimated it could be over 10,000. But I can't find regular gum that's, you know, even regular sugar that doesn't have it. I can't. Almost, I mean, it's in everything now. It is insane. Specifically, I've seen the studies on the connection to, what is it, macular degeneration? I mean, you're the doctor, the medical doctor. What's going on with the eyes and aspartame? I mean, I'm no rocket scientist, but everybody knows what alcohol makes you go blind.
Yes, there's no question. I haven't seen any of the studies that show a link between it, but it would make sense because you're right. It's wood alcohol, it's methanol, and it's at 10% of the product is converted to methanol, and it does readily bypass the blood-brain barrier. So it gets into the brain, and of course the retina is part of the brain, so it wouldn't be surprising to see an increase in the risk of age-related macular degeneration, which is the number one cause of blindness in the United States. And certainly in large doses, it could cause it acutely, but it could contribute to it if taken over a long period of time.
Well, I've got a lot of family, you name it, people that work here that know all this and you know, hide it in their desk. They're allowed to have it. I mean, I'm a libertarian, and they know it's bad, but they say, listen, I go into incredible withdrawals. I know people that have been alcoholics, and they say, I've got to have my Diet Coke, or I have worse withdrawal than I had, you know, when I got off drinking. These are people that have been, you know, who are in AA and are admitted alcoholics. Some of them I know, not here at the office, but outside work. I mean, this is incredible. I've had family that didn't, you know, even drink or use drugs who had to basically stay in bed for several weeks a few years ago whenever they went off of this and were just a wreck, who was, you know, drinking a six-pack of Diet Coke a day. Dr. Mercola, what's happening here with the addictiveness of this?
Well, certainly there's an addiction to sweet. That's one component. But there's these drinks, these sweeteners are typically put in sodas, which are loaded with caffeine, which is it's certainly responsible for many of the withdrawal symptoms. So I've seen 20 to 30,000 patients in my medical career, so I've got a lot of feedback from patients trying these approaches. And one of the most useful ones in my experience is to have people, because I've seen people taking a dozen or even 2 dozen cans of soda a day, but the average person, again, is drinking 56 gallons of soda a year. So the best way to start this is to go off slowly. And probably if they, you know, the simple one, the initial strategy is to switch from diet soda to regular soda, because that's far safer. Now, they're both pernicious.
What about stevia?
Stevia is even better. And there are some newer ones on the market now. I forget their names, but they are flavored with stevia. That would be even better. But you want to make sure if you're having withdrawal symptoms that you have some caffeine, because you gradually have to go off of the caffeine. Depending on your dose initially, it may be a few days to a few weeks to avoid the withdrawal symptoms, which are
Got it. So a lot of the withdrawals, the caffeine combined with that, so only go off one drug at a time. Isn't that the big secret to the last 100 years of food, as it went from being out of the farmyard, out of the laboratories? You had big pharma with all this extra petrochemical stuff. They wanted to be able to put this in products. They knew it was toxic. They knew it was addictive. And now we're just waking up to something that's been going on for a very long time.
Well, yes, this is nothing new. As you mentioned, aspartame was approved in 81, but there's been a gradual pernicious shift of the whole connection between the food industry, the drug industry, and the government. It's sort of a collusion by these big multinational.
Sure, I was talking about MSG and Kentucky Fried Chicken and all the other weird additives that are grandfathered in. I mean, how do they put a silicone derivative into the fluffing agent in chicken McNuggets? I mean, how do they get away with stuff like that?
Well, many of the, you know, with these large corporations have lobbied very effectively to pass laws. It's usually, and you're familiar with this, they typically pass them as amendments or to existing legislation or what appears to be a good piece of legislation, and they just get their protection that way. So they're easily slip in, and they manipulate the whole system to their advantage.
Sure. So that's like vaccine makers getting liability protection. We're going to do another segment with Dr. Mercola, Mercola.com, amazing fount of deep research of 17-plus years, really the vanguard of waking people up and saving a lot of lives. We all owe Dr. Mercola and his great team a debt of gratitude. I want to ask him about other other health news that's going on. But we're also going to open the phones up, 800-259-9231. Your questions for Dr. Mercola, 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, radiating out the message of truth worldwide. And it is very positive to see the amount of traffic and listeners to the sites. I don't know. It's growing over 100% a year, exponentially. But I see that with a lot of other people talking about corruption, talking about health freedom, talking about political awakening, speaking out against NSA illegal spying, our government openly funding Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria. There is the Great Awakening happening. The question is it happening quick enough? We're going to go back to Dr. Joseph Mercola here in a minute, probably the leading health advocate on a planetary scale. There's a lot of other great people out there as well, but he's definitely the number one thorn in their side. He does it with such a credible way. You know, I do a lot of credible reporting. I have great reporters as well, but I also tend to rabble rouse, get upset, and so I wake up different people as well. I mean, it's just all of us taking action are going to bring down this system. So if you're a listener out there and you don't like the tyranny that's happening, but don't think you're the best spoken person or don't have all the answers, it doesn't matter. Pick your issues, get involved. And that will frustrate the corrupt forces out there. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. So we're going to go back to Dr. Mercola and get into some of the other big health news that's front and center on his radar. And then we're going to go to some of your phone calls. I'm going to talk about some of the GMO news that's taking place, Europe. Some of the big companies are abandoning GMO pushes over there, but not here. America is like the dumping ground for these companies to get away with anything. I want to talk to Dr. Mercola about that. But briefly, I'm going to tell you about some of the amazing sponsors that make this broadcast possible. Simply Safe. Everything we promote here, we've researched and believe to be the best out there. There's some real scum in the alarm industry, folks. You need to protect your home, but do it right. Don't ever sign a contract for a freebie alarm. Learn all the details there on the Simply Safe website where you can find out all of the details. Don't ever sign the freebie contract. Again, get the best home security in America and save thousands with my friends at Simply Safe. No long-term contracts, no hidden fees. 24/7 protection for less than $15 a month, and get the special discount plus the keychain remote for $25 free gift. Visit simplysafe.com. That's again simplysafe.com. That's get Simply Safe. You have to put get in front of it. Getsimplysafe.com. Getsimplysafe.com. And also, don't forget to protect yourself and always have a backup in serious situations, InfidelBodyArmor.com. They have an incredible catalog of bulletproof backpacks, bulletproof body armor. Ceramic only stops 6 rounds. This stops hundreds of even higher caliber above 308. It's rated level 3 body armor. InfidelBodyArmor.com or give them a call, 888-608-6605, 888-608-6605. And also, when it comes to health issues, the number one thing I think you can do, past getting off soda, like Dr. Mercola just said, is filter your water. And I've done the research. We carry the best gravity-fed filters out there, the ProPure discounted with promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase there also supports the broadcast. But we have a lot of other great filtration systems that I think are excellent as well in different price ranges. But the ProPure and its whole family and the Pro One systems are simply amazing. That's what I use, what my family uses, what I use in my RV when I'm on the road. Again, that is InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsShop.com or call 888-253-3139. I want to thank all of you that are supporters of the broadcast. We shouldn't do it without you. Okay, Dr. Mercola, I want to go to phone calls here so people can bring up some questions they have for you, one of the leading experts out there as a medical doctor that does the research and exposes this. But first off, what are some other big things that are front and center outside of Coke, who helped get aspartame launched in 1981, them coming out and saying, hey, you know, this isn't bad for you. It's like the cigarette company saying cigarettes aren't bad for you. What else is really big and really hot right now on your radar?
Well, one of our biggest projects, of course, is the Health Liberty, which aligns with your mission, too. And in that arena, we're really focused on labeling genetically modified foods. And, you know, I was one of the leading supporters or financial contributors for the campaign in California and last November, Prop 37. And we lost by only a few percent. But the reality is, I think that we lost, even though we lost the battle, I think we won the war. That all the activity, and thank you for your support in that process, Alex, because there was so much media that around that we actually gained tens of millions of dollars of media exposure, which awakened people to this issue. And that awakening really catalyzed an interest, and we are going to defeat them on this. And current one, the next big vote on this will be in Washington in November of this year, which that will, from everything we know at this point, is every strong probability of winning. So it's very exciting to see that we're making progress in this area and really starting the beginning of the end of the control of the seeds that Monsanto has over the world.
I saw an article one of our writers did on PrisonPlanet.com today. It's not on InfoWars for some reason. That's why it's important to visit both sites, folks, because some news is different on each side. It's not just a mirror. Where in Europe, they are announcing, four big companies, big food companies from the U.S. were announcing they're going to drop pushing GMO over there, but are still going to target us with it. I mean, it seems like we are having victories across the board. The problem is they don't stop, at least here. Why are we so captured in the United States?
Well, it's largely because of the economy here. We have there's such large collusion between these industries and the government. I mean, we've done graphs before on our site, and you could just type it in on our website to find the specifics. But there's large numbers of individuals who have either previously worked for Monsanto or even currently employed for them that have this revolving door where they go directly from Monsanto into the government and head of large federal regulatory agencies like Michael Taylor, and who holds a big role in the regulatory process in the USDA. And essentially they control that whole federal system that prevents the process from really being done effectively. But, you know, we have direct democracy still in this country, which is phenomenal. And there's workarounds for this, and we can educate people and we can let them know. So you get to the point where if it's labeled, then we'll get to the position that they have in Europe, because Europe never passed any laws against GMOs. They're not banned or forbidden there. Essentially, they are required to be labeled. And because most people refuse to purchase genetically modified foods, that's going to be sufficient to essentially ban them, because there's not a market for them, and people vote with their pocketbooks. And we're seeing that here. There's been an enormous increase. We've been in discussions with some of the major executives at Whole Foods, and they noticed as a result of November campaign a doubling to tripling of the purchase of organic foods. So that motivated them to take an even more aggressive role in this. And, you know, we're very excited and happy to be working with Whole Foods to have this. And they actually committed to banning any selling any GMOs over the next 5 years. And the reason that took so long to do that is because when you sell meats, you have to go all the way through the supply chain. So it takes years to essentially get that to the point where they're having the feed and everything can be certified. So many of their foods will be done before that, but it's very exciting to see large, one of the largest food distributors in the United States of Whole Foods, of unprocessed foods, would be Whole Foods, and we're glad to have them on board to be working with them.
It's amazing. I mean, it gives me hope that because the facts, in the end, they say a lie goes halfway around the world before a truth puts its shoes on and walks out the front door. But over time, though, the truth will defeat the lies. But what do you expect the establishment to do to counteract what Infowars.com is doing, what Mercola.com is doing, what NaturalNews.com, and just the hundreds of other great sites that are out there and organizations? What are they going to do as exponentially we become more popular and trusted, they become more and more unpopular? All the statistics, the numbers show this. Mainstream media is dying or dead. Alternative media is exploding. All we do is go to the real studies that are already out there and point them out. I mean, how do you expect these final battles to play out, and how do you expect them to strike back?
Well, we don't have to expect. All we have to do is observe. You know, in my case specifically, I've been targeted by the FDA, the FTC, the Better Business Bureau, and the state medical boards. So they've all come after me as a result of opposition and exposure that I've been promoting for these companies. I mean, these are very large multinational corporations, tens of billions of dollars in assets at a minimum for most of them. And, you know, they're not going to go down easily. So, you know, I've actually got PowerPoints of some of the biotechnology conferences where, I've got an arrow on my back, or a bullseye. Target on my back, along with about a half a dozen others who they're targeting us specifically. And then on a general process, they're clearly going to fight back in the courts. They're when we succeed in getting these laws passed, they are going to appeal them to the appropriate appeal judiciary agencies. And, so we're anticipating that, and we have long-term plans in place to counteract that. So, you know, they're going to try every trick in the book. So it's no question about that.
By the way, you don't whine about this, but people need to understand that when we have champions of truth like Dr. Mercola, that through his network gave millions of dollars to the campaign that I believe there was election fraud involved in, but just that fight educated people, and the outrage of, I don't get to know if it's GMO. I don't get to know if it's non-organic. You don't want me to know milk doesn't have hormones in it that are artificial. So my daughter's 9 feet tall or whatever. I'm being sarcastic. Or girls going to puberty at 7. Or my boy, you know, never matures. I mean, you don't want me to know. I mean, at a fundamental level, the injustice, like telling Rosa Parks she couldn't sit at the front of the bus, is so palpable. But folks have to understand, Mercola is at the tip of the spear in this avenue. Like, I'm at the tip of the spear on the NSA and the police state and a lot of other issues. You can't just say, oh, you know, we're glad you're out there, folks. We need your support. This is not a game. I mean, we're taking on the biggest juggernauts in the world. And the good news is, 15 years ago, if you said, you know, they made Agent Orange and hurt people, they'd sue you. Even though that was on record, Monsanto did it. They would do it as a slap suit. Now there's so many people fighting them and others that they can't get us all. And here's the answer. All of us have to stand up. All of us have to speak out. All of us have to get aggressive. But realize that tactic's beating them, but they'll still try to cut off the biggest head of the Hydra of Liberty, like Dr. Mercola. So support Dr. Mercola. And he didn't know I'd do this today, but, I mean, we got to hang together or hang separate, folks. This is a big deal here.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Alex. And I realized that many years ago that we have to work collectively. And that was the beautiful thing about the GMO project, is that it really brought all these disparate groups. People who are on the left, people on the right, people in the center, fighting for the same cause. And that was one of the reasons why we're so successful, because it really caused people to bind together. And I think I couldn't agree with you more. I think that's really part of the solution.
And that's why they want to divide and conquer us on all these football issues about, oh, you should be able to pick what bathroom you want to go in, and men should be able to play on women's sports teams. And then and all this, it's all these fake rights, which are a distraction from, can I not feed my kids growth hormone? I don't want to give it to them, you know, and have my, you know, girls 7 feet tall when I'm 5'10". Can I not eat, you know, GMO in my cereal? Can I have healthy vitamins? They want us divided and conquered. I want to go to some phone calls here with Dr. Mercola to take your questions. They're all over the map. Sean in Canada is calling in. He has a question on aspartame. Go ahead. Go ahead, Sean. You're on the air with Dr. Joseph Mercola.
Thank you very much, Alex. Hello, Dr. Mercola. Thanks so much for your work. I wanted to ask you, I have quite a few friends and acquaintances who consider themselves, you know, learned types, educated. And I want to ask you your opinion. What, in your opinion, is the most alarming and well-proven side effect of aspartame in the diet? And further, how has the industry countered the earlier studies that took aspartame and its derivatives off the market decades ago, earlier studies with, like, rhesus monkeys that showed grand mal seizures and brain lesions? How has that kind of faded into the background, where these days, if you look up aspartame, the worst you seem to get in terms of critique is talk about increasing the risk of type 2 diabetes and weight gain, which of course is serious, but not nearly as serious as the earlier revelations. So, yeah, what is the best?
Well, I mean, it killed rhesus monkeys in their first studies back in the 70s, but I don't mean to interrupt him. It's just funny, in their press release in the AP, they say, and we're going to dispel the rumor that it makes you gain weight, when it's on record. Dr. Mercola.
Well, thank you for your question, Sean. I believe the most potent weapon we have with respect to studies is a study that was published in 2012. It was actually a human study that showed that there was but the use of aspartame was an increased link in leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and multiple myeloma in men. So, and they actually, ABC contacted me when this study was published, and they didn't understand why there was a difference in men. And we knew the answer to that, because there is an enzyme, alcohol dehydrogenase, which actually breaks down the methanol. And that's more active in women than it is in men. So that was responsible for the increase. But part of your other, and let's see, there was part of your other question was some of the other reasons. Well, if you look at the bulk of the evidence, most of these studies that are published, you have to look at who funds the studies. Most of the, almost every time you're going to find a a conclusion that is favorable to the aspartame industry, it is public, it is funded by the makers and the manufacturers. And if you look at the ones that are objective and there's no industry support to it, you'll find over 90% of those studies are finding problems.
Well, sure. I mean, I've looked at the Searle studies before Monsanto bought them. And, you know, all these other companies, since it's been its patents gone up and it's been open for everybody. And I remember they took the dead monkeys out of the study and then used the living monkeys to say it was safe. I mean, they just play incredible games because they have their people in all the regulatory positions.
Yeah. And just get back to that human study that was done to show the increased risk of cancer. That study was a long-term study. It was actually done over 22 years, and it was led by a physician who was on the Department of Medicine at Brigham and Women's Harvard Medical School. So it was not an insignificant study. That's
Hey, but what's wrong with the leukemia? I mean, it only kills you.
But it does cause lots of other problems, autoimmune diseases. Many people have developed multiple sclerosis.
Well, what about anecdotal? Everybody I know that gets off of it has a whole bunch of illnesses go away. I mean, it's not being able to sleep, skin problems, eye problems, irritability. Stay there. We'll take some more calls in a final segment with Dr. Joseph Mercola. On the other side, Mercola.com. Our sites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
Thank you, listeners. You spoke and we listened. At Chef5MM.com, we've made our checkout process more secure and user-friendly than ever before. Chef 5-Minute Meals, unlike anything you've ever seen. Self-heat in just 5 minutes. You don't need anything except what comes in the box. Visit Chef5MM.com to see this innovation for yourself. That's Chef5MM.com or call 888-959-6502. 888-959-6502.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes. And without the right equipment, you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and x-rays. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade and EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be at MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Big John. Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder.
Well, I tell you, the last 40 minutes or so with Dr. Mercola has gone by really quick.
Big John.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. If you just joined us, we have the third hour coming up with a bunch of news. covering the waterfront with award-winning journalist Everard Murrow, award-winning journalist Ben Swan, is going to be joining us via video, Skype, if you're a TV viewer, Infowars.com/show to find all the free podcast links and everything else, the free Droid app, the free iPhone app. It's all there at Infowars.com/show. Follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. And, of course, we have a couple of Facebook accounts and the rest of it. We're collectively millions of people follow us, and it's a great way to reach the masses that the globalists hope never learn about all the studies about, hey, leukemia, hey, go blind, hey. And then people go, oh, my Diet Coke is not bad. It's so frustrating. So we've got to warn people and get the studies that are published at Mercola.com, linking to Harvard studies, you name it, and give those to your friends and family. This is a life and death situation. Real fast, a few final calls. Let's talk to Julie in California. Quick comment or question for Dr. Mercola.
Hi, doctor. My dad was diagnosed back in the early 90s with macular degeneration. Both he and my mom were very, very big drinkers of Diet Coke. And in 2003, my mom was diagnosed with a very rare form of renal cancer. In fact, the University of Pennsylvania oncologist that she was going to didn't even know what kind of renal cancer it was. My father, in 2003, was also diagnosed with colon cancer. I lost them both within 8 months of one another. And I'd like to know, in your opinion, would you think that aspartame could have been
contributing
the cause of that?
Thank you, ma'am. Sorry for your loss.
Thank you for your question. I am certain it didn't help. It's hard to say definitively without reviewing more details what the specifics were, but it most likely was a contributing factor, would be my guess. But it does bring up a good point. For those who do have, you know, I mean, your parents have passed away, unfortunately, but for those who are still alive and have these problems, there are two simple measures that you can do for these. For the macular degeneration, there is a supplement, a very potent antioxidant called astaxanthin. Astaxanthin, it's a derivative of algae. It's the most potent antioxidant we know of. And there's some studies that show really clearly a benefit, a huge benefit in the treatment and prevention of macular degeneration. With respect to the treatment of cancer, there are some simply profoundly powerful strategies you can do with your diet. And I've interviewed a Harvard researcher and someone from the University of Florida Medical School. And both of those interviews on my site, it's called the ketogenic diet, where essentially you limit your foods to high amounts of high-quality fats, not vegetable oils that are high omega-6.
Oh, yeah, that's on record. It just increased longevity. Well, I've seen it in rats. It doubles their lifespan and stuff. It's just amazing.
Powerful thing, but especially if you have cancer, and cancer is affecting virtually one of two people on the planet, at least in the United States, rather. So it's if you don't have it, someone you know is going to have it, and this is a
amazing.
With any other treatment you want to use. So
amazing. Let's jam in one more here. Boy, I tell you, we got to move quick. Richard in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Alex.
Yeah, quick question. Thank you. We only got about a minute.
The doctor said we're no longer high in insulin and I no longer have diabetes. Do I have diabetes still for the rest of my life, doctor?
Yes, just like me. I have diabetes, too. All my relatives have. So the best you can hope to do is control it, which is great because the treatment for diabetes is actually the best treatment for the reversal of almost every disease that we know. So, yeah, stay away from the sugars, eat lots of high-quality fat, and that's the best way to do it.
All right. Hope that answers your questions. Appreciate your call, sir. God bless you. Dr. Mercola, just join us, Mercola.com. Doc, anytime you got a bee in your bonnet and you got something you want to get out, please let us know. Thank you for coming on.
Well, Alex, thank you for all you do. You're such a tremendous catalyst for informing people about the truth, and I really appreciate everything.
No, thank you. Thank you for warning people.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.